Yeah, absolutely. That was pretty. Thank you very much for coming and being a part of our fifth Sunday. Usually the fifth Sunday is, we call it fifth Sunday family worship service, where we don't have our kids' jams and everybody is here. Well, everybody's been here for over a year. So, but we're still enjoying different types of worship services. And so this is a service that's going to have a little bit of a number of things in it. Judy has put the whole service together, so she's going to be directing a lot of it from the piano. So if you hear an ethereal voice that's not coming from the pulpit, just look over at the piano and she's probably over there talking. We are going to be doing a couple of things different today, and so please bear with us. We're just attempting to get back into having our regular communion. If you noticed in the offering baskets back in by the doors, there is a little basket with the prepackaged communion. If you would still rather have that, you're welcome to just pick one of those up. Otherwise, we will try to go ahead and pass some communion trays. Most everybody is sitting by an aisle, so we shouldn't have to pass the trays up and down the aisles, but just take what you need. And Bill and Kurt are going to be manning that, if you will. They're going to be handing out the communion to those who want it. And so they'll be coming up during the communion hymn when we're singing, "O God, our help in ages past." They'll come up, and then Steve will come up and do the communion and meditation wherever Steve went. There he is, way over there. You know, this COVID has done one thing. Very few people sit in the same place, and so I never know for sure who's here. And so I really have to pay attention. So thanks for keeping me on my toes that way. But anyway, follow along in the bulletin as we participate in this service. One other real quick announcement. There are a couple of graduation parties today, and Kate Shunk wanted me to make sure and let everybody know that the entire congregation is invited to come to Aaron's graduation party. They sent an invitation to the whole church. Everybody's invited. They have a lot of food that they'd like you to eat. So besides that, we really want to support Aaron and all of our graduates. Braden Boyer's graduation party is also today. So please, help them out. Support them, encourage them, and go to their graduation parties if you want. Next Sunday, we're going to be trying to get back into in-person Sunday school. Basically, we're going to still have the same setup, except the class that was meeting back in this room is combined with Bob Dowler's class. And so Bob will be teaching. They'll be meeting back in that back A section of the church for class. Other than that, all of the other classes are the same. Okay. All right. Thank you. So for those who want to be a part of Bob's class, and we do have three adult classes. Two of them are going to be learning through the the Christian Standard curriculum. So and then the other one meets in the fellowship hall, so you can go to any of those adult classes that you wish. All right, at this time, we're going to shift our gears, prepare our hearts for our worship time, and come into the presence of God, and we're going to begin to do that by reading out of God's Word, out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. So if you are able to and you would like to stand, please stand as we read these words together. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of that salvation that is ready to be revealed at the last time. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to come together to serve you, to worship you, to exalt your holy name. We pray, Lord, for your peace to come upon us during this time. We ask that all that we do and say give you the honor you deserve. We invoke your blessings upon us and ask that you would be exalted through our worship. Lord, we thank you so much that we have the opportunity to be together as a body of Christ. And we pray, Lord, for your enthusiasm to flood our lives. Keep us faithful. Keep us involved. Help us to know that you are here and you love us deeply and you want to help through your Holy Spirit make us deeper and better disciples. We ask, Lord, for your kindness in our lives today. May we love you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remain standing if you're able to and join as we sing a wonderful song.
Today's service is loosely based on the word hope. Mm-hmm. Not the kind of hope like, I hope I get a sweater for Christmas, or I hope I do not get a sweater for Christmas, but a deeper hope, a surety of our Father's love, our Savior's understanding, the Spirit's guidance, and the reward of heaven. This kind of hope gives us a kind of peace that only comes from God. Since we're celebrating graduation this weekend and Memorial Weekend, I thought that we should start, well, Memorial Day is the time of remembrance for those who did not return from war, but I thought we might start today's worship with a patriotic song, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Julia Ward Howe wrote the lyrics of this song to the existing music of John Brown's Body Lies a-Moldin in the Grave. She was inspired to write the text after a visit with Union troops in 1861. The major themes are patriotism, war, and God's grace, and represents the selfless fight of the soldiers for a noble cause and belief in God's will. If you don't mind, I'd like to tell you a quick story. In the mid-90s, I toured China for 2 weeks with a college choir. One night we were at a banquet complete with many Chinese dignitaries after a concert that was televised in Tianjin, where there's a big college. As we visited after dinner, one of the bigwig Chinese officials asked us, in Chinese of course, to sing for him. When we asked what he'd like us to sing, he hummed the beginning notes of the battle hymn. Here we were in communist China, where at some places we had to put labels over words in our programs that had anything to do with God, and they were asking us to sing a Christian song. So we did. America is known as a Christian country. We have veered far from that, as we know, but we still have hope. Just like being asked by a Chinese communist to sing a Christian song, many good things are happening despite what we see and hear. God is at work. And that gives us hope.
Let's join together and sing this song. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Thee has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him, be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. You may be seated. Please take a moment. A couple of scripture readings. If you would please also read these words with me. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Truly, we do have hope in God's word. Join with me as we sing Firm Foundation. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. I have a living hope. I have a future. God has a plan for me. Of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Your word is faithful, mighty with power. God will deliver me. Of this I'm sure, of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Morning. Well, we'll turn that down just a little. Okay, that's better. Thank you. Of the Holy Spirit. Savior.